Hey everybody, welcome to the Ground Effect Podcast, where we dive into the heart of Formula One, bringing you the latest news, insider analysis, and sharing our thoughts on the motorsport we love. So come and join us, G and Mick, as we look forward to what promises to be an exciting 2025 Formula One season.
G'day Formula One fans, well, Cadillac. Sergio Perez, is it a done deal? Well, if you believe the reports, it certainly is. Now, there is a long range of other drivers linked for potentially the second seat, and we are here to break it all down. Mick, mate, there's been a list that just goes on and on and on, and it feels like every new week there's a new driver.
Yeah, you're right. Basically, I think at some point every driver on the grid's been linked to Cadillac. If we're going off the reports and the reports are right, and Sergio has possibly signed and likely to hear something around midsummer break. For me, that's a win, man. Like, the dude comes with over 280 Grand Prix worth of experience, and you just can't replace that. That's priceless, especially in the Formula One world.
Yeah, particularly for a team starting up, ground up operation. It's an absolute no-brainer. Not to mention the potential upside of, well, Sergio Perez brings some pretty decent financial backing as well. But the main thing with Sergio is that he's done it all, really. I mean, he's been in midfield teams. He's, you know, he's a multiple race winner. So he knows what it takes to be in a champion team. And it's invaluable. But the second seat, this is obviously extremely important. If you look historically, quite a lot of new teams, when they enter the grid, they'll tend to have a driver with a few years of experience, and then they just pair up with a rookie. Do you think Cadillac goes down that route, or do you think they try and nab, which I think most people are suggesting, is Valtteri Bottas?
For me, from a business side and a racing side, you can't go past someone like Bottas, right? If you pair those two together, that's over 500 Grand Prix worth of experience. Right? That's crazy. And like you said, they're coming literally from nothing. It's not like they've come in, for example, like when Lawrence Stroll bought Force India Racing Point and then built it up into what we see today as Aston Martin, right? They're literally coming in from scratch, like nothing, coming from the dirt and building up. For me, like, let's face it, right? Cadillac's going to come in, and I would say roughly two seasons of development before we can say they're going to be competitive and possibly fighting for race wins, right? When they come in, that's not going to be possible. Even in this cost cap era, I don't think it's possible right now. They're going to have so many teething problems, which we see with every new team that comes in. But you have an opportunity here to get so much experience to help you build a competitive car and a competitive team.
Yeah, exactly right. Some people will go, oh, well, look at Braun. What happened to Braun? Was it their first season? But this is a lot different. Like you mentioned, it's ground up. It's not buying another team and then just building on top, essentially, of what those foundations were. It really is a no-brainer, the Sergio Perez signing, should it be true, of course. Before we get into Bottas, let's run through a few of the names that have been linked. I won't go through all of them, but I think these are the main ones. Mick Schumacher, Guanyu Zhao, Felipe Drugovic, Yuki Tsunoda even, just recently. Of course, there were early reports of Danny Ric as well, looking at guys like Frederick Vesti, and even Franco Colapinto's name has popped up. But when you're looking at that lineup, realistically, I mean, in my mind, it's most likely Valtteri, Mick Schumacher, and Zhao. Your thoughts on that?
No, I'm with you. You know, Mick Schumacher's already come out and confirmed, and even Graham Loudon's confirmed that they're in talks with Mick Schumacher. If I had to choose, I would probably choose Zhao, purely because he's coming with the experience. We know Cadillac is going to be using Ferrari power units and Ferrari gearbox, right? And Zhao being the reserve driver currently for Ferrari, I just think that, again, that experience is going to be invaluable, right? He's going to know what it takes to get the most drivability out of that power unit and what makes it tick. I would love to see Mick Schumacher get another crack, but from a development side and trying to get as competitive as quickly as you can, it has to be Zhao, man, surely.
Yeah, and obviously the links between Graham Loudon and Zhao. So a lot of people may not know that Loudon is one of Zhao's driver managers. So they've obviously got a tight relationship there. It makes sense. I mean, Zhao would have spent a lot of time in the sim over at Ferrari. He'll know a lot of the technical aspects and how that thing runs over there. So it definitely makes sense. Mick Schumacher is an interesting one. I know that there's a lot of debate around whether he was overrated, etc. I'm adamant that he would have had a better grounding into Formula One should he have been put in a team that had an experienced driver next to him. Because imagine coming in with all that pressure, your name, and then you sit along Mazepin. It just, to me, that would just never really made sense. And I know his second year he was paired up with, I think it was Magnussen, but by that time, confidence damage was done. I think he's a much more accomplished driver now, but yeah, I agree. Look, I think Zhao would make a pretty decent secondary option. He also has experience recently with, you know, driving last year with Kick. It makes a lot of sense. Even, you know, as a reserve driver, like let's say they do manage to snag Bottas, Zhao definitely as that other driver option. When I look at the other options there, Drugovic does, from a rookie perspective, if they were to bring in some guy that doesn't have full-time F1 experience, because obviously there are some chatters about some of the IndyCar drivers, but I think Drugovic would be a good shout.
Out of all of the names mentioned there, like he's the one with the most raps, but I still go on the side of right now you have the opportunity to get the most experienced driving triplet, you could say, on the grid. Be stupid if you didn't take that. Like when you look back at like a team like Haas, right? And you were saying Mick Schumacher would have done well with having an experienced teammate alongside him. This is where Cadillac have a leg up, right? Like how many other teams on the grid would die for that amount of experience? That's over, just Perez and Bottas alone is over 500 Grand Prix worth of race experience, right?
And an experience in two of the best teams of the, you know, you'd say the last, what, since the engine reg changes 2013, yeah. Etc. So
yeah, they both come from midfield teams to, like you said, probably the most successful teams in the history of Formula One.
Yeah.
So they've seen both sides. They know the difference and what it takes, one, to win championships, and two, how to develop a race-winning car. You know, when you look at someone like Haas, they didn't have that, right? And that's why I feel like Haas are kind of are where they are. One, they didn't have the big budget that some of the other teams did, but they just didn't have that experience to help them from the get-go.
Well, I think when they entered in 2016, it was Grosjean and I think Esteban Gutierrez.
Yeah.
Now, if I remember correctly, like, I mean, when did Grosjean enter the grid? Around 2011, I think, with Renault, Lotus. He was Lotus 2012, I think it was. But he didn't come in with race wins, maybe a couple of podiums at best, but he sort of never really sat in a team that had a lot of success. Same thing with Gutierrez. When you look at some of the other teams as well that started up in the early 2000s, when you think of like, I think it was Virgin Racing, when you look at sort of Manor, Borussia, I can't remember, but some of them were evolutions, of course. None of them really started off with experienced drivers. It was always sort of like a driver that had been around for a few years, probably had a lot of raps on them in the early, like in their early years, but never really fulfilled that so-called potential. And they'd always just pair up with a rookie. So you're right. Cadillac has like the opportunity here to absolutely start off ground up with two big drivers. And again, you know, they're not drivers where they'll come in and be like, I'm here to win a world championship.
Yeah.
You know, like they are team players. We've seen them at Red Bull and Mercedes play the team role. And their egos won't get in the way, so to speak.
They sort of got that similar personality, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Where, it, like you said, it wouldn't be coming in button heads, trying to get the team, you know, fighting in the garage of who's going to be the number
one. Yeah, you're going to align with my side of the garage because I'm the star, so to
speak. Yeah, exactly. I think they're going to take probably a lot more pleasure out of helping build that team into something successful. Similar to, you could say, like maybe what Vettel did when he went to Aston Martin and he wanted to help build that team into something special. Yeah, you're right. They're not going to butt heads. I think very similar personalities. Mate, you've got two drivers that are chomping at the bit to get back into Formula One with that much experience.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like not many new teams have that opportunity. And
exactly.
You'd be silly not to take it.
Now, let's just throw the hypothetical out there. Let's assume it's reported true. Perez is there. Let's say they can't get Bottas. Who's your ideal lineup, including reserve driver?
Ideally, there's probably 0% chance of this happening, but you've got to remember George Russell's off contract. Surely.
Here we go.
You would have to have a crack, right? And you probably know deep down inside that it's a long shot that you get him, because I think where he is in his career, going to a brand new ground up team would be kind of a bit of a step back. And I think he's quite happy at Mercedes and he wants to stay there.
Well, he's pretty adamant, isn't he? He's come out that he's pretty adamant he's staying at Mercedes, which makes this whole situation super interesting.
Yeah.
Regarding Max and George. So
exactly. So then in that case, I would have to say, if you can't get Bottas, you go Perez and Zhao with the Ferrari experience, and then, yeah, give Vesti or Drugovich a crack as your reserve driver.
Well, that's the issue, isn't it, with Vesti and Drugovich? Very similar circumstances for both where they're essentially blocked. I mean, you've got Drugovich at Aston Martin where, well, what's his pathway? Stroll Jr., is he going anywhere? Most likely not. Fernando's definitely going to hang around, particularly till the end of 26. And if he sees some pretty good improvement there for race wins in a world championship car under Newey, he's hanging on. He's going to hang on. Vesti, we see Mercedes' future pretty much tied up with Kimi Antonelli. And then we're having this, the shenanigans with Russell and Verstappen. So, I mean, he's just like, where do I go type thing. So those two drivers, I think they would chomp at that opportunity. Yuki Tsunoda's, he's been named recently, but I just can't see it unless he has an absolute cracking second half of this season. Because the reason why, and it's what you were building on with the whole developmental phase, is that when Yuki replaced Liam Lawson, one of the things that came out from the Red Bull stables was like, well, he's more experienced. He can help us develop the car. Well, we're not seeing any improvements. If anything, it just looks like it's getting worse and worse. So if you are Cadillac and you're Graham Loud and you're looking at Yuki, you're going, look, he's experienced. He's fast on his day, but can he develop a car? And I'm thinking probably not. So for me, oh, and before I forget, George Russell, definitely having a crack at him. Don't think it's going to happen, but I'd love to see it play out because, you know, we made the jokes about Russell going to Aston Martin, 007, perfect fit. He loves a suit, British, but I'd love to see him actually morph complete into Woody.
Woody.
Yeah. Cowboy hat and get a ranch over at Texas and just basically go full American style. So that could be quite funny to see. But no, I think you're right. I would be along the same lines. Look, can't get Bottas. Zhao makes sense. One of the young guys potentially as a reserve driver for maybe a little bit of a future option.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe from a commercial side, again, I'm not an expert on this side of things. Maybe GM, Latin America, sell more cars. Perez is the face of it. Maybe with GM, sell more cars in China. Zhao is the face of it. Who knows? Maybe it's all business.
Well, this is it, right? This is Formula One. And what people tend to forget, because they do think very emotionally, which is amazing because we need emotional and we need passion in the sport. But at the end of the day, it is a business and these guys are in the business of winning. It's a high performance industry.
And winning money.
And winning well, exactly, right? Winning money. So
yep.
You've got to think more business than emotion.
We'll close it up. I think Cadillac, it's a stroke of genius if the reports are true with Perez. I think Graham Loudon has also been a great pickup for Cadillac because of his history with, you know, the early beginnings of, I think it was Mana Marussia those days. He's seen what has worked and what has failed. And I think he's got real level head on his shoulders. He's come out just recently saying that they've essentially employed 65% of the staff, 65 or 67% of the staff right now. He's got a big job. Cars on the grid in Melbourne. It'll happen a lot quicker than you think. So he hasn't got a lot of time to get it all put to place, but I'm confident in the ability. Any final thoughts for you based on what we've just discussed?
No, I'm the same with you, man. Like, I mean, they fought hard to get on the grid, right? The shit they had to go through just to get on the grid. Now they're on the grid. They're not here to mess around. They've got to be smart. And like you said, Graham Loudon is probably one of the best in the business. He'll make the right decision. Yeah, only time will tell.
Well, so what do you think? Should Cadillac go with Perez or Bottas or Zhao Schumacher? Maybe they're the better option. Or do you think perhaps a far left field option would be better? Would love to hear your thoughts. Throw them in the comments below. And of course, if you like the content, sub, hit the big like button. And of course, we'll catch you all on the next one.
Later.